Some scientists in the region have seen their federal funding restored after joining a lawsuit against the Trump administration. Earlier this year, the administration suddenly canceled hundreds of already approved research projects, claiming the researchers were promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion. Although the money is flowing again, the temporary funding loss may have already done lasting damage to scientific work. WHYY's Alan Yu explains.
University of Delaware biochemist Carl Schmitz studies the bacteria that causes tuberculosis, a serious lung disease that kills hundreds of patients in the U.S. and more than a million around the world a year. Schmitz hopes his work could lead to new treatments against the disease. This April, the National Institutes of Health canceled funding for his research, saying that his work was related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Schmitz was doing this research with a few graduate students who get paid through the funding.
We had to immediately scramble and figure out how we could keep the lab running and how I could find support for these students for at least the next year.
Two rushed to graduate sooner so they could look for jobs. He worked with his university to get some temporary funding to support the other students in the short term. He was focusing on all of that instead of science.
That's time that we as a lab are not spending doing experiments or writing up our results. And really, the point of all of this research is to communicate it to the broader scientific community, to publish papers, and all of that stuff kind of slowed down as we were trying to deal with this disruption.
Delaware, like New Jersey, Massachusetts, California, and New Mexico, sued the Trump administration over the research cuts. They argued that the administration did not give any reason for them and could not even define in court what diversity, equity, and inclusion meant. A federal judge in Massachusetts, appointed by President Ronald Reagan, agreed. So Schmitz and hundreds of other scientists now have their research funding back. But that's only scientists who joined the lawsuits, either through their state attorneys general or professional organizations. And Schmitz says that even though it's great to have his lab funding back, he and other scientists can no longer fully count on the federal science agencies, even if they go through the highly competitive process of getting federal funding in the first place.
Everybody needs to kind of go in and apply for more grants just to help insulate the research enterprise against the possibility of funding disruptions.
He says this means he and other scientists need to spend more time to get different sources of research funding, which means shorter-term research planning and employing fewer graduate students.
The larger and more long-term potential consequence is just in the drying up of the research pipeline, of the training pipeline.
In a statement, the Director of Communications for the Department of Health and Human Services, Andrew Nixon, said that they stand by their decision to end funding for research that, quote, prioritized ideological agendas over scientific rigor, end quote. The Trump administration has recently appealed this case to the U.S. Supreme Court, arguing that it should be allowed to cancel the research funding again. Alan Yu, WHYY News.